Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. On Wednesday, a sheriff's deputy was headed eastbound on Highway 36 near the Hydesville Community Church when a black Ford Mustang with no license plate passed by the deputy over the double yellow line at a high rate of speed. The deputy attempted to make a traffic stop, but the Mustang continued to move at unsafe speeds. At one point, the deputy attempted to stop the driver using his lights and siren, but the driver accelerated to 90 miles per hour in a 35 mile per hour zone. The deputy advised dispatch, and a livestock deputy heard the broadcast and spotted the Mustang turning onto Barbershop Lane in Carlotta. The driver exited his vehicle and fled, and then the deputy witnessed a delivery truck head towards Highway 36 with three people inside, including the suspect. Deputies stopped the truck and arrested 24-year-old Fortuna resident Chad Lorenzo. Lorenzo was on probation for reckless driving, driving on a suspended license, and resisting arrest. Lorenzo is being held without bail. Mendocino County Sheriff's detectives continue their investigation into a deputy-involved shooting that saw a wanted man fire several shots at the deputy, and the deputy returned fire during a marijuana grow investigation on Tuesday. The suspect, described only as wearing camouflage clothing and who may be an Hispanic adult male, was able to elude search teams during and after the shooting incident. The search was called off on Tuesday due to safety reasons, and the deputy involved has been placed on administrative leave. Anyone with information about the suspect is asked to contact Mendocino authorities. As the Board of Supervisors continues to review the general plan update, one of the topics that must be addressed is the way in which Humboldt County utilizes its water resources. Supervisor Estelle Fennell voiced her concern about the amount of water being used by the numerous marijuana grow operations in the county.
Well, I think that what's going to happen is that we're going to have to prioritize what we need to do about that egregious use of water, that egregious impact on the environment. We've got to prioritize it. We've got to figure it out.
Fennell went on to point out the environmental concerns that many people have.
You've got neighbors concerned about drawdown of water, grading, etc., etc. So I would hope that as we go forward, we figure out a way to apply the laws that are already on the books to address those issues.
For more information about the general plan update, visit the county website. On Tuesday morning, a Pelican Bay prison employee was robbed at gunpoint at the Fort Dick Market in Crescent City. The employee was walking to his vehicle when he noticed a white male sitting in a black four-door Mazda with an Oregon license plate. The man stepped out of his car and pointed a revolver at the victim. After robbing the victim of his property, the suspect drove northbound, and it is believed that there was a second person in the vehicle during the robbery. The suspect is described as being 5'6", approximately 100 to 120 pounds, with sandy blonde hair. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With the deadline for the passage of the state budget coming up on the 15th, state Democratic lawmakers announced this week that the budget bill approved by the legislature's budget committee is expected to pass and be signed by Governor Jerry Brown. State Assembly Speaker John Perez outlined some of the details in the budget as they relate to education.
Make smart investments and opportunities for the middle class by repaying schools roughly $2 billion for past Prop 98 deferrals and phasing in the middle class scholarship to keep the promise of an affordable higher education for all middle class families.
Democrats hold a two-thirds supermajority and don't need Republican votes to pass the budget, one that is expected to be on time for the third consecutive year. Perez also addressed business concerns.
And we adopt policies that will remove significant burdens on small businesses and agriculture industry by creating new efficiencies in government with respect to local planning and export licensing.
The budget also contains provisions to streamline coastal zone changes, pay down state debt, and establish a rainy day fund. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.